Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Everyone knows what it's like to have fear. We all have things that we are afraid of. Spiders, snakes, storm, fire, needles, surgeries, swine flu, crime, layoff, or to be called by God to serve as clergy, as lay leaders, or as board members. Our finances, our health, our retirement, our future are something that we are always concerned about. In this uncertain time, we have no control over the economy, stock market, or natural disaster. Nor do we have control of the housing market, the price of gas, terrorism, or war. Many people are terrified and don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. The experienced fishermen were afraid when the storm of life suddenly occurred. In the midst of the storms of life, when the power of Satan is around us, our intuitive instinct is to have a panic attack. It is to ask God, God, are you there? Do you care? Into those situations, Jesus asked a profound question. Why are you afraid? Why aren't you trusting? To fear is human. Fear is a real part of life in the world. Someone said, life is like a battlefield. For the Christian, it is indeed a spiritual battle. Every day, we enter different kinds of fear. The media and the internet help to inform us of fear. Actually, not all kinds of fear are bad. Fears remind us of our limitation and lead us to look for help and the ultimate security. The Bible declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you're going to fear, if you are going to have fear, then there's one kind of fear that can actually have a positive response, and that is the fear that our relationship might not be right with God. So, the first principle that Jesus gives us in dealing with fear is that we take all of these small fears and replace them with one central fear, which is fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hellfire. Don't fear people who can kill you. Fear God. Fear God means listen to God and follow God's instruction no matter what. When we listen to God's word, we know our God. We understand our position in God, and we will keep our relationship with God right. This is the most powerful weapon to conquer fears from the world. God commands us to fear him, but not the world. Do not be afraid are words spoken always at critical moments to comfort and to assure. Some people count the number of times God says, "Fear not," in the King James Version of the Bible. They realize that there are more than 60 fear nots. There's more than one fear not for every week of the year. Well, 8 months of 2009 has passed. How many fears that you have been encountering? For the rest of this year, what challenges are ahead of you? Fears can keep us from doing something right that we know we should do. We cannot let fears control our life. When God calls someone to serve Him, we by instinct will be afraid. When God calls, we are caught off guard. When God calls, it can be inconvenient. Jeremiah had a whole list of excuses. We can easily identify with his reluctance and fear of inadequacy. But God says to him, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." When Joshua hesitated to take up Moses' task, God told Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not discourage, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Fear not. I will be with you. When God calls, we are never alone. Fear not. It's both a command and a promise. All our ancestors of faith can testify that God is faithful. He is trustworthy. After seriously praying for his difficult situation, David declares to the whole world, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart lives for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song." When facing fears, are you using your strength or God's strength to handle it? The Lord is your strength. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That means anything God wants you to do, you can do it by His help. The more you know your God, the less fear you will have. The Lord is your shield. He will protect you. God has a plan for your deliverance before the problems ever appears. The sovereign Lord of the universe is your God. He will help you. God acts on your behalf. Is it great? God will sustain you. God will hold your hand and walk in step with you. He will never leave you. God is not surprised when the enemy attacks. Your part is to focus on him and his mighty power. Also, remember your position in God's kingdom. You have been chosen to be his beloved. God is with you. If God is for you, who can be against you? This is how the Lord reassured Moses, Joshua, Jeremiah, David, you and me. His perfect love casts out fear. When you trust him wholeheartedly, you will see the difference. Conquering fear is not a matter of self-determination. It is a matter of dependence on God, whom you can trust and love. Remember that in Christ, you are accepted, justified, redeemed, saved, and completely forgiven. You were born through Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit to be victorious over the problems, struggles, and all trials of life. When you focus on God's love to you, your heart cannot help but leaping for joy. Faith is not believing God can. Faith is believing God will. Fear not what man may try to do to you, but have faith in God's love. Take your eyes off what you fear and censor your input, so you are not listening to people who are feeding you fears. Put the word of God in one ear, and the fear will go out the other ear. Fill your mind with the word of God. Let the word of God become not just something you read on Sunday, but literally the stuff that you live on. Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, danger, sword, death, demons, any power. What shall separate you from the love of Christ? None of the above. God's love for you is to produce a confidence in you. You do not need to worry about whatever circumstances you face, because your Father knows the way. He calls you by your name and leads you with his promises. You are precious and honored in his sight. When the God who rules over the universe, who chose you and loves you, tell you, fear not, you must take it seriously. Tell fear to get out of your way. Keep smiling, rejoicing, and believing in God. That is what peace is all about. It is facing and dealing with the impossible situations of life and still believing in God, still rejoicing in his goodness. Paul indicates that when we are turn our worries into prayers, coupled with praises, those who choose to do so are assured peace beyond understanding through Christ Jesus. God is with us if he allows danger to come close. He is there to keep it from overwhelming us or from doing any permanent eternal damage to us. Moreover, he is there in the midst of it. The Lord is going to stand between you and your troubles. In the midst of those fears, we need to remind ourselves that God knows, God cares, God is with us, and God is in control. Because God knows, God cares, God is in control, and God is with us, I can give thanks and I can sing my song of victory from the bottom of my heart. Have faith and fear not. Do not be afraid. fear not. These words were spoken to Joseph and later to the shepherds when announcing Jesus' birth. They are also the words spoken to the woman at the empty tomb. Do not be afraid. The angel explains that the risen Jesus had gone ahead of the disciples and would meet them at Galilee. Put another way, what is being said is that Jesus, who died in the past, has been raised in the present, and he goes ahead of the disciple to Galilee, where he will meet them in the future. And the same is true for any followers of Jesus. We are believers who have been transformed by the resurrection. We are the resurrected people. Every Sunday, we gather here to celebrate the resurrection. Resurrection is about a living God who truly understands pain, injustice, betrayal, fear, suffering, and death. Yet, he reminds us, fear not. Jesus is also ahead of us. We are not stuck with whatever our past may have been. We are not caught up in the problems of our present. Jesus has gone ahead of us and will meet us in our future. What the resurrected Christ did was empower his followers to continue his work, be bearers of his righteousness and love, and work for justice and peace in the world. Jesus has defeated the forces of death and evil. In his great love, he calls each of us by name and invites us to live an abundant life in the midst of uncertainty and fears. Jesus will come to you, to your future, and say to you the same thing. He has said to many through the ages, fear not. He promises to meet you in the place where you find challenges, comforts, and sometimes suffering. Because Christ lives, you and I can face life courageously. Because Christ lives, we can face death confidently. Because Christ lives, we can live with joy and thanksgiving. Fear not. Walk in faith, brothers and sisters. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you. Thank you for this time that we can look at your word and reflect on it. We pray that we hear the things we need to hear and have the insight that we need to face our situation. Please cast our fears with your love and your power. May David's declaration be our conviction. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart lives for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. Help us to live out your word daily. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.